Log Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord. God bless you all on this blessed Tuesday. This is Brother Nate, another God's Word to Man broadcast. And once again, I am grateful to Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, who's given me the opportunity to share the gospel of Jesus Christ again with you. I thank God for all you listening to the broadcast. And once again, it doesn't matter what part of the world you're listening to the broadcast at. It doesn't matter what nationality, color, race, or gender you are. I want to welcome you to another God's Word to Man broadcast. The phone number is 323-870-3403. That's 323-870-3403. Now, if you have any prayer requests, any comments, any questions about the lesson, call me at this number, 323-870-3403. The phone line will be open at all times throughout the broadcast. For those of you that don't like doing it over there, contact us at the email address at godswordtoman@gmail.com. That's GODSWRD2MAN@gmail.com. Once again, whatever the Lord gives unto us, that is what we're giving to you. Glory be to God. Amen. We are grateful for this blessed day in Christ Jesus. Thank God for all you've been listening. And wherever you're listening to me at, hey, won't you join in with me in prayer? Let us pray. Most gracious God, once again, we humble ourselves on this blessed day and come before you in humility to acknowledge that you are the all-knowing, all-wise God. And therefore, Lord, we petition you again that your spirit will be with us, Lord, as we go into the word of God tonight. I pray that every soul that is looking for truth shall find it, that your spirit will reveal unto them, Father, that they may know the truth and that the truth may set them free. So, Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for this blessed night and you being in the midst of us. For you said, where two or three are gathered together in your name, you will be in the midst. So, Heavenly Father, we thank you for what you're doing, what you're going to do in Jesus' name. And we will give you glory, honor, and praise in the name of Jesus. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. Before I go on any further, I want to mention today, before I get ready to go into this message, you may hear me mention a couple more books other than the Bible, which is the Word of God. Also, it is called The Word of the Lord and the Record of the Nephite. The beautiful thing about Blog Talk Radio is that it records our past broadcast. And if you want to know more about this, the Word of the Lord book, the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ that he's been sending through his angel messenger, when you go into the episodes on this page, some pages have a small Bible in the right that you can click on, a drop box to come, and you click on episodes, or you can click on the God's Word to Man logo, and episodes shows up. You can click on it and look for Jesus Communicating to Man Through Angelic Visitation. That's one of the broadcasts. Another one is How Can I Know If These Messages Are From God? And The End Time Work, Restitution, Restoration. Now, those three will talk more about the Word of the Lord book, the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ from through his angelic messenger that he is to bring to the people of God. Now, the other book called The Record of Nephite, which is also a book of the Lord, where it records the dealings that God have dealt with the people on this continent during prehistoric times. And therefore, you can look under the headings Sign of the Restoration and Restitution, and you can look under How Did the Record of Nephite Come Forth. And so you can look under them on the past episodes and hear more about the record of the Nephite. And for those of you who want to put your eyes on it, you can order it from the Church of Christ Eliza Message. The headquarters is 608 Lacey Road, Independence, Missouri, 64050. You can call 1-800-752-1000. 1-800-752-1507. That's 1-800-752-1507. If you don't get no one at that number, you can call area code 816-252-2343. That's area code 816-252-2343. The Word of the Lord messages thus far has been 120 messages that the Lord sent. Single messages is 75 cents per dozen. The Record of Nephi book is $8. And once again, we're not trying to be money hungry or getting money out of people, but you know it does cost to print off these books and these pamphlets. So I wanted to run that by you, as those of you that are especially first-time listeners, that if you hear me say, well, the Word of the Lord says this or the Record of Nephi says this, and you're going, what are you talking about? There are also two books that go with the Bible. So yes, the Bible contains the Word of God, but there are two books that goes with the Bible. And once again, if you click on to those name of those broadcasts as I spoke to you about, you should be able to hear more on it. Now, thank God for opportunity to present that to you. So now we're going to go on today. Glory be to God. This possibly is a new series. I want to be led by God's Spirit as I do this, you know, as well as any of them. Okay. Glory be to God. And the name of the title of the lesson tonight is The Gospel Must Be Preached. The Gospel Must Be Preached. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. I want to read a verse from one of the books I was telling you about called The Word of the Lord. And this is the Word of the Lord Jesus Christ as he has sent his word through his angelic messenger, the resurrected John the Baptist, the Elijah that is for to come. Amen. And I want to read a scripture from what is called message 3 or the third message, where the Lord Jesus sent his angelic being with words for mankind. And he sent it June 12, 1927. And as I've said to many of you before that have listened to the past broadcast, I don't have a problem giving you a date because I want you to ask Jesus about it. Once again, this is nothing hideous, nothing thrown under the floor, trying to be deceiving, none of that. Straight out, straight to you. Brother Nate giving it to you as the Lord had given it. Amen. Now, the message, he says, and I ask that you really listen close to this because we'll definitely be going into the Bible. He says, the gospel must be preached. The cry must go out. The Lord's coming is near. Behold, this is a day when the world, with its greed for wealth and pleasure, must be warned as in the days of Noah. Pride and vanity have filled the hearts of men, and the law of the Lord is forgotten. Hallelujah. Now, the Lord Jesus says in the message that he sent, he said, the gospel must be preached. The gospel must be preached. Now, some today may think that everyone that is calling themselves under the name of God and perhaps to some degree Christ is preaching the gospel. But I'm here to tell you that it's not so. It's not so. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Jesus said in this word here that the gospel must be preached. The gospel must be preached. I remember back here, I was studying a few years ago about where Jesus has let us know in his word that he's not prophet. He never was a prophet. And how that when he was born was called the prophet of the highest. And I remember one day when I was studying that the Spirit of the Lord dealt with me concerning this particular word. And the word was T-H-E. Now, some must say the, others must say the. Okay, but either way it go, I know that many of you know what I'm talking about. And the Holy Ghost dealt with me and led me to look up that word in the dictionary. Now, it's amazing about, you know, you'll come to understand that, you know, come to understand that there are words you look at and you say, oh, I know what that means. And you won't bother to look it up. But when I look up the word the, or the, some of you pronounce, I begin to see some definitions about it that I never thought of before, that are with that word would actually mean. And from then on, the Lord began to deal with me about, you know, there's times that you need to look up words that you, even the words that you believe you know, because you'll come to find out that the meaning of some of those words will really shock you. And so the Lord says here, the gospel must be preached. Now, I look up the word the, and like I said, some of you pronounce it the. And when I looked it up, I found out that it had many different meanings. You know, I was kind of amazed at that the word the or the has so many different meanings to it. I mean, I just look at it, okay, it's just a word in the English language. We say the car, the this. But when I looked it up, it has so many different meanings. And one of the meanings that stood out to me, glory be to God, hallelujah, and that the Holy Ghost began to deal with me about, definition of the word the, and it means used as a function word to designate one of a class as the best, most typical, best known, or most worth singling out. I'm going to read that definition again. I'm giving you the definition of the word the, because Jesus said the gospel has to be preached, okay? And the word the, even though it had different meanings, one of them means used as a function word to designate one of a class as the best, most typical, best known, or most worth singling out. Now you said, Brother Nate, what's so important about that? Okay, because I come to understand that when God said the gospel must be preached, he also let us know that there are other gospels that are going to be presented. There are other gospels that are going to be preached. But Jesus is telling us that the pure gospel, or according to the definition of the best of the class, or in other words, the one most worth singling out, must be preached. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, whether you believe it or not, there are, quote, and have been different, quote, gospels being preached. Amen. And it's being preached in such a way that many people are becoming confused. I've heard many watered-down preaching of the gospel. Okay? I've heard, like, one man has now got a what he called the gospel of inclusion. Stuff he preached from the so-called gospel of inclusion contradicts very much the very scriptures that Jesus spoke and had allowed to be written. Amen. And it is passed off as being the gospel of the Lord. Hallelujah. But it's not. And see, Jesus is letting us know in the vicinity of his angelic being when he said the gospel or the gospel, he's letting us know that there are other gospels being preached and going to be presented. But the highest of his class, the one most singling out, the pure gospel, is the one that Jesus wants to be preached. Amen. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Now, let's look at the word gospel itself for a minute here, okay? The word gospel. When you look in a Bible concordance, let's say one of the ones I look at, I consider probably one of the best per se, is Strong's Concordance, okay? And when you look up the word gospel in the concordance, you would see two Greek words, okay? Because the word gospel is found in the New Testament. And so therefore, when you looking up what was the original word there before it was translated to gospel, you would look under the Greek. And so I noticed that there were two Greek words for the word gospel, okay? One of the Greek words is euangelizo. Euangelizo, okay? Euangelizo. And that word means to announce good news, evangelize, especially the gospel. Declare glad and good tidings, okay? That's one of the Greek word meaning that was translated over to the word gospel, okay? The other Greek word, euangelion, means a good message that is the gospel. So when you look at the common denominator of the two Greek words that was translated the gospel, it is dealing with the glad tidings, the good news, okay, hallelujah, a good message. Now, I want to go to the dictionary here and look up the word gospel in the dictionary according to Webster's definition of the word gospel. And once again, I'm reading this because all of this coming to play in defining what the gospel means, okay? Especially through this message that I want to go through tonight. Now, the word gospel, and I want to read to you three definitions that Webster gave of the word gospel. Number one, the word gospel means the message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God, and salvation. The message concerning Christ, the kingdom of God, and salvation. Another definition is the message or religious teachings. Let me say it again. The message or teachings of a religious teacher, okay? Christ is the teacher, but not what we call a religious teacher, okay? He is the teacher, okay? One more definition of the word gospel means something accepted or promoted as infallible truth or as a guiding principle or doctrine. So the gospel of Christ is infallible truth. It is about Christ, his kingdom, and salvation. Hallelujah. And Jesus, being the greatest teacher of all, is teaching it. And he has his people to go out to proclaim it and teach it also. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I sense the Spirit of the living God on that. And what has happened, some of God's people have gotten away from the pure gospel of Jesus Christ. Okay? Have gotten away from. And Jesus is saying that the gospel, he's talking about the pure gospel, must be preached. Hallelujah. Must be preached. Let's go to our Bibles. Let's go to Matthew chapter 24. And for those of you that have your Bibles, I want to ask you, won't you turn along and read with me? Because I like to put your eyes on what I'm speaking of, whether it's preaching or teaching. And, you know, I want you to see it for yourself. And for those of you who say, well, I don't have a Bible, won't you listen along with us and take what you hear back to the Lord? Amen. Now, we're talking about, Jesus said the gospel must be preached, okay? The gospel. In other words, the highest of his class, the one that's most worth singling out, which the gospel of Jesus Christ is, above all these so-called other gospels that's being preached, Jesus wants the pure gospel to be preached. Amen. Hallelujah. Because, see, the pure gospel brings total unity among believers. I'm going to say that again. The pure gospel brings total unity among believers. When you're preaching a gospel and it's keeping the people of God separate, that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ, people. That's not the gospel. Amen. You know, you got some believers. Now, if you tell some, well, I can't say some, I have to say many, that the born-again believers, when you read in the Bible, they was all under one church. Amen. Now, once again, I know some people may feel uncomfortable about me saying that, but that's the truth, because I know some of you have been caught up in ways and traditions with many churches that had you thinking that being separated is all right. But it's not all right in the sight of God, okay? You may say, well, God is using us. He may be, okay? He may be. But just because he's using don't mean that he's totally satisfied with the overall situation that Christianity is in. And I can tell you for a fact from the word of God that the Lord has sent, he is not totally satisfied by this. Amen. He's not. And so when you have something to declare that we really supposed to be really one or one fold, you have some Christians looking real funny-eyed, like, you know, and then they frowning, and they say, well, it don't matter what church you're in. See, that's the thing we throw up there, okay? But I come to understand that if the Lord wanted us in all these, quote, different separated churches, he would have set up his kingdom here on earth to be that way, now, wouldn't he? Amen. Because in the Bible, you cannot find this. You find that they was all under one. Now, Matthew chapter 24, verse 14. And this is what Jesus says. He says, and this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached and all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. Now, think on that for a minute, okay? He said, and this gospel, okay? This gospel of the kingdom. Hallelujah. Now, I want to go back to the dictionary once again, and I want to look up this word, T-H-I-S, this. And I want to give you a definition of the word this, because he said, and this gospel of the kingdom, okay, hallelujah, shall be preaching this gospel, okay? I want you to really think on that. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Now, I want to give you, hallelujah, a definition of the word this. And like I said, this, the word this, is just like the word the or the. It has so many definitions. You know, when we look at this word, and we're so used to growing up little and hearing this word and just seeing that it would just say word put in a sentence to just, you know, more be a specific, you would never thought it would have as many definitions as it had to the word. So it does. In fact, the word this is used as an adjective, is used as an adverb, okay? And so one of the definitions of the word this in the adjective form means being the nearer at hand or more immediate under observation or discussion. Okay? I'm going to read that again. Being the nearer at hand or more immediate under observation or discussion. Okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Now, you would say, okay, that definition you gave, why did you get that definition? Because I'm kind of confused. Because when you look at what he said in verse 14, and this gospel, okay, see, he's alerting you right there that there were going to be other gospels being presented or preached. Well, he said, and this gospel, okay, just like if you was on a car lot, and you say that, you know, I want a car, and there's different cars on the car lot, and the one near to you, you say, this car is what I want. You are specific. You let them know that there's, you know, there's other cars on the lot, but this is the one you want. So when Jesus said, and this gospel, hallelujah, this gospel of the kingdom, he let you know that this, that what he was speaking, when you read Matthew 24, is in the gospel. And he said, in this gospel of the kingdom shall be preached unto all the world. Hallelujah. So there are other gospels Jesus was saying that's going to be preached, okay? Hallelujah. And see, the things that he is speaking of in this 24th chapter of Matthew is in part in dealing with the gospel. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. And when you read this 24th chapter of Matthew here, you would notice that it does not mention anything about the people being raptured up before the Great Tribulation. Now, I just took a pause for a minute. I want that to sink in. Okay? Because, see, we've gotten off, you know, here, Jesus let you know in his 24th chapter of Matthew here, for example, that those that will be his has to endure. When you read in here, in this chapter, verse 13, he said, but he that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. He said, unto the end. He said, and this gospel shall be preaching to all the world for a witness unto all nations, and then shall the end come. So the one that I hear is have to endure until the gospel is preaching to all nations. It's not Jesus coming to snatch you up any day now before the end. Now, the Bible does speak of being caught up. Don't get me wrong. But the timing that many is using is wrong. It's not part of the gospel. Because Jesus said, and he that shall endure to the end shall be saved. okay? Amen. When you read in this 24th chapter of Matthew here, verse 29, he said, and immediately after the tribulation of those days, after the tribulation of those days, shall the sun be darkened, okay? And the moon shall not give her light, and the stars shall fall from heaven, and the powers of the heavens shall be shaken. And verse 30, and then, now then is a word of order, okay? And then shall appear who? The sign of the Son of Man in heaven. And then shall all the tribes of the earth mourn, and they shall see the Son of Man coming in the clouds of heaven with power and great glory. See, notice he comes after the great tribulation of those days. See, that's in the gospel, okay? And see, we have been preaching to the sinners and preaching to one another that we can be gone any day now. And as I said to many, I wish that was true, but that's not in the gospel. That's not in the gospel right here. You're not told that any day now you can be gone. You're not told that you're going to not have to go through the great tribulation. The Bible said here, immediately after the tribulation of those days, and you see that the Son of Man come. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. So the message that we can be caught up any day now is not part of the gospel. Now, I'm not trying to be funny when I say that, but I have to let you know the truth. Because in the gospel, we're told, he that endured to the end, the same shall be saved. You have to endure. Okay? The first blessed thing, you come to Christ. Now you got to endure to the end. Not endure before the end, but endure to the end. Okay? Amen. Because, see, our God is about completeness. He, you know, it's just like when God is working out a personal plan in your life, the goal of the Lord is to complete it. Not no half doing, not no take you before it's completed, stuff like that. Not his goal. His goal is to, this plan for your life to be complete, because he's the true and living God that believes in completing stuff. So he looks at completeness, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, let's go to Mark chapter 13. Mark chapter 13. And we're going to look at verse 10. Mark chapter 13, verse 10. Now, Mark records what Jesus says. We have just seen what Matthew recorded what Jesus said. And Jesus said, and this kingdom, letting you know that he was specific. And he's also indicating to us that there are going to be other gospels being presented to be said to be of the kingdom. But he said, but and this gospel of the kingdom. So Jesus got specific. Amen. That's what he did. He got specific. And this gospel of the kingdom. Okay. Now, Mark chapter 13, verse 10. Jesus said, and the gospel must first be published among all nations. Well, why did he say that? Because we saw in Matthew 13, he said that has to be done first before the end can come. But notice he said, and the gospel, T-H-E. Now, I define and gave you a definition of the word the or the. Okay. Amen. And I'll read it to you again. The word the or the means it is used as a function word to designate one of a class as the best, most typical, best known, or most worth singling out. So he said, and the gospel, the best of the class, the pure gospel, the best known, the one most worth singling out, must be published or preached among all nations. Amen. Hallelujah. And see, the gospel has to be the one that Jesus calls the gospel. That's understanding. When he's saying the gospel, he's not talking about what man calls. He's talking about what he calls the gospel. okay? Amen. And see, much as what is being passed as being the gospel today, really is not the gospel. Okay? It's not the gospel. Really, it's not the gospel. At least not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Is man's gospel. Amen. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So Jesus is letting us know that there are other gospels, once again, that is going to be presented or preached and even passed along as being the gospel of the kingdom and not going to be. Because you listen to today, the gospel has been so watered down, so much, you know, things been added. You know, some things have been added, people have added things in the gospel to fit their denomination. You understand that? Now, I know some of you don't believe that, but it's true. There are some things that have been, quote, added to the gospel, and it's added to fit people's denomination. And they say, oh, we sticking to this because the Lord said and the Lord Jesus wanted. Not necessarily so. You're passing it on because it goes with your denomination. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. And so, Jesus is letting us know, we have seen it in Matthew's writing and in Mark, and I've given you what Jesus said through his angelic being, and he used the word duh or this. And duh or this is specific, but it's also indicating that there are others that either going to rise or be presented or what have you. And that has been happening in this day and time. Everything that is said to be the gospel is not the gospel. And so what is happening, people, and you know, there are some big-time televangelists and all this, they are preaching and teaching stuff that is not of the gospel. But here's the thing. They've been scoping people out, and they can pick up on the people that would not search nothing up. You hear what I'm saying? There's people that claim to, quote, be into the church. They have no more life of studying the word of God than a man is on the moon. Many of them go by everything the pastor says. Some of them don't go by what the pastor said. They just enjoy a good religious thing, you know, just to go to church on Sunday and have no real concern about feeding their spirit with the word of God. And therefore, at the same time, open to be deceived. And then when some of them come across deception by a so-called pastor somewhat, the biggest thing they seem to do is take it out on God. And so when you come to them and talk to them about Jesus, they like, oh, I heard that before and blah, blah, blah. Hey, you ever come across people like that? I imagine some of you have. Amen. You know, they find out that Pastor Jones wasn't up where he was cracked up to be. Pastor Jones was telling a lot of lies and doing a lot of under the table stuff. And so they so disappointed about Pastor Jones. Now you tell them something, hey, Jesus is a deliverer and a healer. They cut you off real fast. I ain't heard that stuff before. And so you like, well, why? You know, the question, well, why are you upset at Jesus? Jesus wasn't being undermined. He wasn't being dirty. Jesus, in fact, Jesus didn't even tell whoever you upset at to be dirty and low down. That was their own doing. But yet still, you are upset at God. As if the Lord did something. He didn't do nothing. You know, let me tell you something. I don't care who claimed to be what and turned out to be a phony or fake or whatever or false or whatever. Just because they did don't mean that the word of God failed. You understand what I'm saying? See, you got people, they judge the word also based on some man's failing. Okay? And so when the word of the Lord comes to them, they quickly reject it.
And when you talk to some of them, they take you down to memory lane. Oh, I used to believe Pastor Joe, but I didn't know Pastor Joe was a low-down, dirty crook, a thief. I didn't know he steals, smoke crack. I didn't know he do all that. Now they disappointed because why? They put all their trust in Pastor Joe, and they didn't have no studying of the Word of God for themselves. And when they found out that Pastor Joe was doing a lot of no-no stuff, that just crushed them, and now you can't even tell them nothing about Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Now, there's a couple more places in the Bible here that shows that, yes, I've been showing to you that when Jesus used the word this gospel or the gospel, he's talking about the one most single out, the best of the class, and I'm talking about of classes of what been considered as the gospels. Jesus' gospel is the best of it. It's the most worth singling out. But he's also showing you and indicating at the same time that there are other gospels that's going to be presented, but it's not going to be the gospel of Jesus Christ. Well, let's look at a couple places on that. Let's go to 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. 2 Corinthians chapter 2 Corinthians chapter 11. And we're going to look at verse 4. 2 Corinthians chapter 11. We're going to look at verse 4. And the word of God says, "For if he that cometh preaches another Jesus, whom we have not preached, or if ye receive another spirit, which ye have not received, or, get this, another gospel, which ye have not accepted, ye might well bear with him." Now notice that he mentions that he that cometh preaching another Jesus. You know, and many of you, some of you may have heard the broadcast when Brother Lee was guest on there with me last night. But one of the things we told you that now you got some people in the churches, they're looking for another Jesus. They're not looking for the pure Jesus. They're looking for a made-up Jesus, okay? A Jesus that will accept homosexuality, a Jesus that don't mind you smoking a little crack on the side, a Jesus that don't mind you digging a pit for your neighbor and making a fall. They want to serve that kind of Jesus, another Jesus, okay? A Jesus that says, there's nothing wrong with you living with someone. Y'all going to eventually get married, but that's okay. They're looking for that kind of Jesus, okay? Amen. Hallelujah. So here, Paul mentions that to the Corinthians and let you know that's a possibility of another gospel being presented, okay? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. But you notice in verse 13, when he talks about "For such are apostles, false apostles, deceitful workers, transform themselves into the apostles of Christ." Okay? Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. People that are fake and deceitful most definitely will bring another gospel. Do you understand what I'm saying? He said here that they are false apostles, deceitful workers, transform themselves into what? To the apostles of Christ. They were false, but they would transform themselves into what? To the apostles of Christ. So you got to be careful in these last days, people, that anyone that's coming to you saying they're presenting the gospel, okay? Because in the gospel, Jesus is Lord. Not a little G God, okay? He is Lord. Amen. And you have to watch these so-called preaching that tries to take away the deity of Jesus Christ, that tries to downplay the resurrection, okay? Making it like it's not done. That's why this particular guy I told you that's preaching what is called the gospel of inclusion, that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. Because he had been going around telling folks that you ain't got to be covered in the blood. You don't have to receive the blood of Christ. No, that's not the gospel of Jesus Christ. But see, you got some people are taken by that because all thing you have to do is say you're a preacher. And people just automatically jump in and believe it. And they don't know what the word says to how to test the spirit. They don't know nothing about that. So therefore, they say, oh, he said he's a preacher. So you can come up with all these off-the-wall sayings, and you'll have some people that accept you. Because why? They don't know how to search up the word. They don't search up the word. And therefore, they become open and sitting ducks. Amen. And so Paul said, for if he that cometh preach another Jesus. And then he said, you bear with him, you know. And here's the thing. Some people, they put up with this off the wall, another gospel preaching. Okay? Even some of them, when some of the words they hear from these so-called preachers bringing the gospel, they even have to question some of the stuff being said themselves. They go, huh? But then as far as they go, they don't search up nothing. They don't go to the Lord. They don't ask the Lord to reveal the truth through the Spirit. They just say, huh? And just go with it. I mean, I have talked to different people through the years, you know, who had this attitude that they knew something went right, but they never were certain. They said, well, and one of their excuses was, well, he was a preacher. I felt he should know. And I'm like, but that didn't stop you from looking it up. That didn't stop you from searching. Amen. So most definitely, and we got this in these last days, you have false apostles, you have false ministers, you have deceitful workers transforming themselves into the apostles of Christ, bringing and preaching another doctrine, another gospel, okay? But passing it over to say it's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Amen. And so you can tell, there's some steps you can apply to tell if something's from God or not, okay? One of it is, does it agree with what is already written? Amen. Because see, you got some bringing this another gospel, and it's contradicting what's already written. Now remember, God's protocol is to mouth two or three witnesses. So therefore, if he gave a witness on the subject of this, and he gave another witness on the subject of the same this, then if he give a third one, it should come together with the other two. Amen. But if it's contradicting the other two, which are already written, you got a problem. And see, we have false and deceitful workers going out in these last days presenting another gospel. And many people haven't been able to detect it because they have not been getting enough in the word and before the Lord in the spirit to pick it up. And so it starts sounding good to their ears, and they go, well, it got to be from God. It sound okay. Sound okay. Lord have mercy, my God. Let's look at one more scripture. Let's go to Galatians chapter 1. Galatians chapter 1. Amen. Galatians chapter 1. And we're going to go look at verse, and I think it's verse 6 here. Okay. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6 through verse 7. Now look what the word of God says. The word of God says, I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that call you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel, which is not another, but there be some that trouble you and will pervert the gospel of Christ. Hallelujah. The word pervert here means the original Greek word, metastrepho, means to turn across, that is, transmute or figuratively corrupt. Now, you said the word pervert means to turn across, that is transmute. So you said, well, what do transmute mean? Transmute means to change or alter in form, appearance, or nature, and especially to a higher form. Now, a perverted gospel, hallelujah, doesn't change you to a higher form, but it can corrupt you, okay? See, there was those that was among them who was troubling them because they were perverting the gospel, okay? Deviating away from the gospel of Christ. Do you know that the foundation principles in Hebrews 6 is part of the gospel? So when you get anybody turning you away from the foundation and saying this is of the Lord, it's not of God. And see, the pure gospel has to be preached. That foundation that involves of Hebrews 6, 1 through 2, that has to be preached, okay? If anybody tell you get away from that, you better get away from them. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So I'm going to stop it there today. And Lord say the same, I'm going to come with part two to this. But the Lord wants you to know that the gospel must be preached. Amen. It has to be preached, the gospel. And the gospel of Christ brings true unity among believers. And get this, it brings onefold. Now, for any Christian today that says and tells me that we as Christians are onefold, I'm not trying to be funny when I'm saying this, that you either blind or you just don't want to know the truth, because there's no way right now. It's going to be now. It's going to happen. But right now, we're not in onefold like we should be. We're so divided and separated. You know, it ain't even funny, okay? It's not even funny. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Most gracious God, once again, I thank you for your blessed word. I thank you for the spirit and power of the Holy Ghost. Thank you for blessing those who've been listening to the broadcast. I ask that you would strengthen them this day in Jesus' name. I pray that, Lord God, that I've done this to be pleasing in your sight. And I ask that you will water the seed that I've sown. So, Lord God, I just thank you. I praise you and I glorify you, for you're worthy to be praised. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. So, once again, I thank God for all you've been listening. Lord, say the same. I should be coming with part two tomorrow. The gospel must be preached, part two. Look for the advertisement then. So, once again, this is Brother Nate with another God's Word to Man broadcast. May God bless you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless.